One of those weird sounding stories. It's from San Francisco. Well, that alone would make it weird, wouldn't it?
I sure would.
I mean, if it's in San Francisco. Fish are falling from the sky.
Sure they are.
Mm-hmm. And is being blamed on a coastal anchovy explosion.
What?
Not literally. No. When you first think of it, you think, well, maybe there's some kind of anchovy plant exploded and that's, you know, fish. No. And people are posting on social media examples of fish, as one person describes it, raining down from the sky. Another person says they heard a whoosh. I looked behind me and there was a massive splat and there was a fish on my driveway. Another person said they almost got hit by a fish while waiting for a bus. Another person thought it was a band of roving kids doing some kind of TikTok challenge. So here's what's going on. It's actually a real phenomenon. Adam Ratner, who's a director of the Conservation Education of Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito, says that there are some patterns of fish that right now, such as anchovies, that are right now, because of water temperatures, exploding in population. A burst of cold water, apparently, has led to this opportunity for more than usual numbers of the anchovies. And so the birds are having a field day. In fact, so much so that apparently the birds are trying to consume more than they can actually eat. And the blaming of this is on pelicans. There are other birds involved, but pelicans, for example, as Larry Collins, who's with the San Francisco Fishing Association, says, these pelicans are scooping up fish, engorging themselves, and then when they can't eat it, they store the fish, you know, in their pelican pouch.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're flying, they've got so much fish that sometimes the pelicans just, they're dropping them.
Probably not.
That's exactly. And so the fish are literally falling onto the city streets as the birds are flying over.
I'm sure we saw pelicans out on Saginaw Bay a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you really?
We were out there, yeah. And the other, but if you ever want to see a fish and you wonder about how they can possibly consume it, you go out and be perch fishing sometime and have the seagulls out there.
Oh
my gosh, they come swooping down if you happen to put a fish back and you're hoping it's going to make it because it's too small or whatever. Man, they've got it in, it's gone in a gulp.
It's fascinating the way they do that. Yeah,
it is,
kinda,
yeah.
Kind of get it up into the air and right down the neck it goes.
Down the pike.
Well, it doesn't say how long this is going to last. It's this boom in anchovies, which the fish are, the birds are feeding on. But for right now,
well, they can have my share.
Yeah,
don't have anything to do with anchovies.
People are having to dodge them in San Francisco, at least for the time being. But it's a phenomenon because of the way that the explosion of anchovies are available, and there's just too much for the birds to consume. That's funny. The only I was searching around. I'm thinking, there's got to be video of this. And once again, and this has happened a couple of times, you think there'd be easy access because of all the people who are online doing things, but so far I've found nothing. If you want to search it out, maybe you can. I've got the story, but I just don't have any kind of video evidence, if you will. And in this day and age, it's just surprising to me that anything that happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't contain some kind of video evidence.
It's like people walk around with that phone in their hand ready to hit the button and they don't even put it in their pocket. They just got it ready to shoot.
Well, and you know, the way some things happen, you think that too. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about certain things that happen. It's like, how is somebody ready to take that shot?
Right.
You know, I mean, well, of course, some are very adept at using their phones and pulling them out and quickly finding the video and taking a shot. You know, I got to look for it and say, okay, where's my...
right. You know, let's see, do I have it on still or do I have it on video?
And once you do it, then you got to frame it up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, right.
Some people just have that knack.
Yeah, they do.
And they're able to do so. And that's why you get some of the crazy videos that you get. Or as we have also found out, too, if it's not the video, let's face it, there's enough of people who have security cameras, if it's not businesses, even homes now.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times are we hearing about some of the video shots now because of things like those doorbell cameras.
Right. They're helping solve a lot of crimes.
That people have. I tell you, it is a different world we live in. We know that here in 2022 from we were We don't even have to go back and say, remember the old days of how we were growing up. No, it's just a matter of in the last couple of years, some of the explosion of this technology and availability and such.